This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. Opening up the Marketplace file folder of statistics that will scare you today, there is this. Survival rates for some high-risk surgeries can vary by as much as 23% depending on what hospital you go to. That's from a new report from the patient safety organization, the Leapfrog Group. From the Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more on that.
Dr. Tom Varghese, a surgeon at the University of Washington, says there's good reason why a patient dies when you remove some or all of his esophagus. He's often weak and malnourished. He's gone through chemotherapy and radiation, and now Varghese is about to cut him open to perform, let's face it, a tough procedure.
So you take out the esophagus, then you have to reconstruct the replacement, which most often is going to be the stomach.
Varghese says he performs maybe 15 of these surgeries every year. In all, the Leapfrog group looked at four risky surgeries, including esophagectomies, as well as replacing the aortic valve in the heart and removing some or all of the pancreas. The study found, in general, the hospitals that performed these procedures the most tended to have the best outcomes. That's no surprise, says Dr. Bob Wachter at the University of California, San Francisco.
There's clear evidence that practice does make perfect. The more cases you do in general, the better you are.
The hospital matters, too. Does the facility report their mortality and readmission rates? Do staff wash their hands? Do nurses feel comfortable calling a doctor at 3 a.m.? All of those questions play a role in patient quality. The trouble's been it's hard to find reliable information, says Leapfrog's Erica Mobley.
Healthcare hasn't really been held to the standards of other industries of having to publicly report information, both the good and the bad, and that's really starting to change.
Mobley says here's what hospitals need to know. In a recent survey, consumers said what disturbed them the most was not high infection rates or leaving an object inside a patient. It was when hospitals withheld information and failed to report data. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.